Prime Minister Singh and I just had a typical conversation amongst friends. We talked about common opportunities, the world problems, and we did it in a spirit of respect. And it was easy for me to do because I respect the Prime Minister a lot. I also respect India a lot, and I think it's very important that the United States continues to work with our friends to develop not only a new strategic relationship, but a relationship that addresses some of the world's problems. We talked about the India-U.S. Nuclear deal and how important that is for our respective countries. We talked about the environment and how we can work together to grow our economies and at the same time be responsible stewards of the environment. And we talked about free trade, Doha round, and how important it is that nations such as India and the United States find common ground to make sure protectionist sentiments don't wall us off from the rest of the world. We talked about educational exchanges. I reminded the Prime Minister that the Indian American population is very proud of this relationship and proud of their heritage and proud of the leadership of the Prime Minister. All in all, it was a really good meeting amongst two friends. And so, Prime Minister, thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on your leadership at home.
Mr. President, it has been a great privilege for me to once again meet you and to review with you the state of Indo-American relations. And I'm very happy to report to the President that our relations have moved forward handsomely since our first meeting in July 2005. We have made progress in all areas. We have progress in nuclear cooperation, space cooperation, defense cooperation, educational exchanges, our working together in multilateral institutions for the success of Doha round. And I am very pleased with the state of our relationship, which has truly acquired the characteristic of a genuine strategic partnership. I thank the President for his personal magnificent contribution to the evolution of our relationship. And all I can say is our relationship with the United States has never been in such good shape as it is today. And it is the intention of my government, as I believe it is also the will of the Indian people, particularly the thinking segments of our population, that in this increasingly interdependent world that we live in, whether it is a question of climate aid, whether it is the question of managing the global economy, India and United States must stand tall, stand shoulder to shoulder, and that's what is going to happen.
Thank you, sir. Right here.